Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hello Scorpio, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, August the 19th, and the whole week ahead. Well, coming up is a massive solar eclipse, and it's going to be in the sign of Leo. Before that happens, however, you need to be aware there's certain areas of your life that you should be doing more for. For instance, have you had a break? Should you take yourself away from it all? The answer is probably yes. Even if you've been away, was it the right place? Possibly not. But now you should be thinking of travel for a good reason that will help you inside. Here's your Sunday stars. Well, Mars is very powerfully positioned in Leo, and this is really big stuff about to occur, especially for the ambitious Scorpio. Big changes are in the offing when it comes to your career and your profession. Mars and Jupiter say this: target something you want more than anything else and go after it, because tomorrow's solar eclipse is going to be astounding and help you get where you've always wanted to go. Here's your Monday stars. The solar eclipse is here and it falls in your 10th house. Look this up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. The 10th house is your destiny. And you and your destiny are about to change big time. And it's 6 months worth of empowering energy for the Scorpio who wants success, recognition and prestige. This is one of the most powerful times of your life. The important thing is, can you handle it? Here's your Tuesday stars. Mars and Saturn work fabulously well together when they're in a trine, a good aspect, and coupled with yesterday's solar eclipse. The important thing for you as a Scorpio is to be adaptable and flexible. There is a lot of fixity around now, and what frightens me is that you will lose opportunity because you're not prepared to change. Handel once wrote an oratorio which was change or die. And that means change is inevitable if you want to transform your life. And here's your Wednesday stars. With the sun moving into Virgo as he did yesterday, then this is a great time to look at your future plans and wishes. And that's what it's all about now. 4 weeks to really lay down the marker for where you want to go in your life. Long-term view, long-term objectives and long-term planning. This is one of the most important periods of your year. Here's your Thursday stars. With Venus squaring Uranus, the difficulty always comes with this aspect is because you might connect with the wrong people who are unscrupulous, immoral, and more importantly, bigoted, hypocritical, and just plain prejudiced. They could bring out the worst in you. So if you mix with the wrong people now, it will do your reputation no good whatsoever. And here's your Friday stars. Saturn begins to roll forwards from today, and that means we've got a new energy, and it's a forward, progressive, advancing energy, which is so good for money and finances for you. But it's about reorganizing and restructuring all your financial and material world. This is not a time to be a lame duck when it comes to money. Don't leave it to other people. Control it yourself.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.